Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, aka Dave from LA, and today is Tuesday, May the 10th, 2016. It's another live show that we have for you today, and I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And we're going to kick off today's show. Looking forward to having the show that we're going to have with you. And at any time during this show, don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. Do not hold your tongue. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And hit star 61. That will signal me. I will see you in the queue and bring you up. There's one of the things that I don't like to do is I don't like to keep our callers waiting. So I will bring you up as soon as I possibly can. So engage in all of the shows at any time, regardless of what we're talking about. If you want to make a point, if you want to be heard, if you have a question or comment that you would like to make, don't hesitate. And that goes for all of the shows, because the different guests that we have and the people that we have on, from Brother Braggs to Brother Davis to my man Chico Stick and to some of the other guests that we'll have on from time to time, they really do appreciate hearing from you, because that gives them an indication of what is it that they're bringing to you that is actually benefiting you. So don't ever hesitate to call in. Very, very needed. And it's, you know, one of the things that's so important that we engage in expressing our opinion instead of suppressing our right to life. So at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660. Let's get into today's show, but before we do that, let's take care of the business at hand, and the business at hand is maintaining Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And how do you do that? We have to support it, and there is a great, easy, and efficient way for you to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to Black Talk Radio Network's crowdfunding digital black media program. It's a crowdfunding program that Black Talk Media Project is engaging in that you can actually support. And you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, find the crowdfunding digital black media, and there you'll see the program that is available in supporting Black Talk Radio Network. And this is what the program is all about. For $24 or 99 cents or less, you can contribute, and that would be a part of option one. Now, with that $24 and 99 cents or less, you can pay it by PayPal, or you can send a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. You can send it, and once again, you can send a check or money order, or you can pay it by PayPal. You can send a check or money order. Mailing address is Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the mailing address. And with that first option, for $24.99 or less, you will receive a monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and some of the media operations via email. All donations are appreciated from all, and contributions are appreciated from all, from everyone, from our youngest listeners to our older, more senior listeners. We appreciate you immensely, and this is why we're doing what we're doing. And we would just ask that you would show, if we are doing something that you are grateful for, that you appreciate, that you make that appreciation known in the form of financial energy so that the radio station can continue to provide what it is that you appreciate and have come to cherish. So also, that's option one. Now option two would be just for a penny more in a making a one-time contribution of $25 or more, in addition to receiving everything that you would receive in option one, the monthly statistic reports and the email, the social media email, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, you will have to provide $25 contribution will be provided for every t-shirt that is available free. So if you want two t-shirts, you would donate $50. If you would like three t-shirts, $75. If you would like four t-shirts, you would only have to give $100, and make sure that you have corresponding sizes for each of the t-shirts. And the t-shirts are there, you can see them. They're gorgeous t-shirts, believe me, and they're nice, very, very nice t-shirts. Pretty, as Scotty said, hey, they're becoming a big hit, and I love it, I love it, I love it. So that's option two. Option three, which is the best option, is to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving the monthly email and the social media, you will also receive the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. But as an appreciation for your monthly contribution, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network at the appropriate time. So, but also make sure that you have, once again, make sure you put the appropriate size for the t-shirts that you are ordering. If you're ordering four t-shirts, make sure that you have the appropriate breakdown for each t-shirt in that multitude of four. So if you need mediums, you need two larges and one extra large, or three extra larges and one large, make sure that that is known in the donation portion once you make your contribution. And it's a very easy program to engage in and fund. You just hit the pay now, and it will lead you from there on the website. So go to Black Talk Radio Network and find the crowdfunding digital black media campaign, and all of the information is there. This is a great way for us to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs. And I always say, definitely this summer, this spring, try to have an event at your home, at your church, at your place of gathering, among your friends. Have an event that Black Talk Radio Network can be featured. And not only that, a place where it can actually get more exposure, and so that the network can continue to grow. So tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here, because this is a network that is so important, because it was designed for the demographics in which you are living in. Doesn't matter what your overall race is, but you know, Black Talk Radio Network, you know, does target a lot of, because it's being underreported and intentionally ignored, the social, geopolitical, religious, economic, health problems that people of color in this country have to deal with regularly. But there aren't only people of color that deal with it, but that is, you know, part of the focus that's here. But if you're not a person of color, but you are still our brother, our sister, I appreciate you, and I know everyone here does, because there are some people from all parts of the world that actually listen to Tando Radio Show and listen to Black Talk Radio Network, and they are people that we acknowledge as those that are part of the human family that is so important that we take care of and involve and evolve with. But the focus is always the uplifting of our people, because it's been so neglected, and it is critical for this globe, in order for the human race to continue, that the parents of this, of the overall human race, is properly positioned in order to maintain the overall prosperous development of the race. So definitely tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and Tando. So now,
Brother Dave,
go ahead, Scotty.
I got an announcement, since you are the one that asked me about it. I'm already...
Yes, sir. And you know what? I was just about to talk about it, but I'm glad. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, well, I've already started work. I just set up a secure subdomain for Black Talk Radio Network, and I've already installed a content management system. Right now, I just need to find the right theme. That'll make it, you know, more intuitive for those people that want to get off Facebook, like you discussed, and be part of, you know, this community, where, you know, you'll feel free without the peering eyes of, you know, Facebook or whatever, if you're not down with, you know, that. So I already started working on it, and I'm doing it now, looking for that theme. So that should be up shortly.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you, Scotty, and I think that's great. And this is what happens when you start to receive some contributions in order for this network to continue to grow. I think that's so important, because I can't wait to get off of, you know, that institution, because I was never on it before. But once we started RDP, I was asked that it would be made, you know, is more convenient, is easier. And so I went along with it, and I can't wait to remove myself, because just a comfort level that I have. And I think that this forum is going to be much better for us, and I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to it. So with that being said, and Scotty has now putting together that where we can actually start to post and put different things within the Black Talk Radio Network sounding board, or however, you know, Scotty's gonna put it up. Can't wait. And I will be actively engaging in that daily, as much as I possibly can, when I can. I'm looking forward to doing that. So in the meantime, we go over to check out our Facebook page on Facebook. It's called Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. Check us out there on some of the articles that we posted. I've been extremely busy with the business of things, and I haven't been able to post as much as I, you know, before, when everything was, the business was still doing what it was doing, but it kind of was a little bit easier. But we have taken off in some good directions, and so growth is good. So on there, you can go to Tando Radio Show, T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And there's a couple of things before we get started. I would say there is a black-owned company that is putting out a great product, and this product is a seasoning company, and it's known as Uncle Fats. The stuff is really, really good. And I would say, if you would like to actually order some of Uncle Fats, you can do that by going to getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. This stuff is all natural, has minerals, has vitamins, has herbs, has spices inside of it, and it's delicious. And I put it on so many things, from popcorn to lasagna, you name it, we definitely engage in it. So this is where a company that you can support. Just like if you had a business, or if you're thinking about having a business, you would want people that are within your demographics to support you. And it's so important that we do. But, you know, it's funny. We always have a reason not to. And I'm going to tell you what it always, a lot of times it comes down to. Sometimes there's some really good, valid reasons. But we have to always look at the reasons in which why we don't. Especially when people will support us, but we won't want to in turn support them. And, you know, it's disheartening because there are very successful people that understand something when it comes to business. Big business has a way of making enemies friendly. Regardless of what you feel about someone, when it comes to business, that should not be a part of the relationship if you truly want to be as successful as you possibly could be, or meet the measure of success that you started the business hoping you would acquire. Personal relationships are different than business relationships. Business relationships should be based off a fundamental principle. And this is something I think we all need to continuously remind ourselves about. So if you'd like to support this black-owned business, because if there is no black-owned business, there will be no business in which you will be able to engage in either. So very, very important. So get Uncle Fats. This stuff is good. Try it for your first time, and then when you try it, tell friends. You're going to tell people about it. This stuff is absolutely, absolutely, you know, great stuff. If anyone has tried Uncle Fat that's listening to Tando and has actually ordered, give us a call and let us know what you thought about it, because I already know what I thought. It's some of the best seasoning around. So also, if you would like to buy precious metals, and that being the five grades of the precious metal, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, you can go to Prosperity Mint, and you can make your order there at Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint actually has some coins from Africa, and some of the coins that are there, some of the coins that I like that are there are the non-colonized ones as much. So, but there are some that are there, but on Prosperity Mint, oh, let me give it to you. It's spelled Prosperity Mint, MINT. Go there and check out. Make all of your precious metals purchases there. You can facilitate any of your precious metals needs. If there is an available market for it, you will receive it. Now, precious metals deal are a little different than your everyday, you know, thing. So just be mindful, and believe me, anything that you order that is special or requires a special instructions, you will know. So go to prosperitymint.com and you can buy the five grades of investment precious metals that are there. So some of the ones that I absolutely like that are there is the 2015 Silver Congo silverback coin that comes from the Congo. Then there's also the 2016 Somalia 1 ounce silver elephant. Then there's the Cleopatra 2 ounce silver round. Then they have some of the traditional coins, but before we do that, let's hit the African ones. Then there's also the Rwandan meerkat coin. Very, very nice coins. Those coins, well, the Cleopatra is not a coin, it's a round, but the three coins, the three African coins that are there, the Somalian, the Congo, the silverback, I tell you, that is a gift every person should give any man that they truly cherish in their life. And brothers, the Cleopatra is something that you should give the sisters, the ones that you appreciate and love in your life. So those are some of the African coins that are there. Very, very nice, just beautiful, beautiful coins, and they make great gifts. As graduation is coming up, graduation gifts, is graduation season. You can start a young person's overall economic development by introducing real money to them, and not what they think real money is, but hand them actually real money. that being the precious metal. Also, there are other coins that are there. Are from there's the American Silver Eagle that's there. The another beautiful coin in my eyes is this Mexican Silver Libertad. It's one of the most stunning coins that's in the field to me. And they also have the onzas, the Mexican onzas, which are really nice and really rare, and those are some of the things that you want to hold in the future that will have some intrinsic value, some collector's value after the economic collapse happens. But get ahead of it now, because these are going to, you know, they're going to be extremely difficult to source in the future. And there's also silver bars that are there, and there's also silver rounds that are there, and there's also gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, which is one of the most hardest and difficult ones to source for us. And this is one of the few, and when I say the few, I mean really the few, one of the few black-owned precious metal coin dealers in the country. One of the few. Believe me. So this is something that I think we all should be supporting, because you actually will be supporting yourself, because you will actually be saving in something that will never lose its value. It never has, and it never will go to zero. Every single paper dollar that you hold in your possession one way or another at the appropriate time will go to zero. All of them have already, and the U.S. dollar is no exception. So check that out there at Prosperity Mint. Any questions that you would have about it, you can definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I will see you and bring you up. So with that being said, let's jump to some of the things that are in the news. It was a light news day because we were busy putting things together, and we're going to get back to a bunch of postings in the future. And the first posting comes from what the show, today's show, is going to be about. May the 10th, 2016 is going to be the margin, the 96-hour margin call role play. We're going to continue that. And MP said, yes, I will be tuning in. Never heard that before. Where you been, MP? Should always be here on Tando. So the margin call, we hadn't finished. We got into the first 17 hours, and so now I believe it was the 17th hour point of it, and we're going to continue that role play. And that role play is going to be, we're going to talk about that just before we kick it off. So looking forward to that. And at any time, regardless of where we are, give us a call in that whole thing. Next article came from my man Rod, and sent it to me. The USS William P. Lawrence came within 12 nautical miles of the Fury Cross Reef in the South Sea of China. South Sea of China, U.S. Navy warship comes close to the disputed island, and this caused the China to scramble jets. I'm telling you, this thing is on the verge of conflict. No way around it. It's not going to get better. There is no way back. This is only going to grow, because someone is growing and someone is getting weaker. And the weaker party does not want to relinquish power. So in order for them to hold on to it, they got to squeeze it tighter and to throw punches to back everyone off of their position. And the punches that they are going to throw are not going to be taken very well. They are going to actually cause other people to fight back, capable people to fight back to the ultimate demise. So check out that article. Next article comes from Business Insider. Iran vows Syrian rebels will pay a heavy price for suffering major losses. The Iranian Guard had suffered major losses. In their major losses, I think it was like 12 people. 12, the elite Iranian Republic Revolutionary Guard members. The IRG members in Iran. So check out that article. War is here. It's global. It is all, and this is why it's a global, is going to be a global nuclear war. One, because it is traversing the whole globe and positioning itself strategically to be fought on many fronts by conventional and tactical nukes, which in my opinion will be a part of GNW1. So check out that article. Next article comes from the Wall Street Journal. Japan and South Korea may go nuclear. Hint, hint, they already are. Just so you know. And this is growing to be a real conflict. Man, I love this one picture of the Statue of No Liberty. And it has, instead of the torch from this statue of enslavement, it has surveillance cameras all in. And check out that article, really good. It came from the antimedia.org. It says 13 things the government is trying to keep secret from you. Check out that article, really good one. Next one, man, this is the one everybody needs to read and actually make a part of your thought process, because it's very, very crucial and important, this article. And we're going to talk about this article real quick, because it is important, before we go into the 96 hour, because it's very, very important. And this one comes from, oh man, my screen messed up, can't see where it's from. Come on back, screen. Knew I shouldn't have refreshed it. Oh well. There we go. The 7 ways to finally start loving yourself. You can never love anyone if you don't love yourself. You can never know what true love is if you don't love yourself. And that loving yourself is not a selfish love. See, people try to teach you that it is. There is nothing selfish about love. The only thing that is selfish is the spirit of entitlement. Love has nothing selfish about it at all. And so this is why, you know, a lot of us have a misrepresentation or a misunderstanding or no understanding at all of what love is. It has nothing to do with you receiving. It's everything to do with you giving. That's what true love is. Now, do we have different other things that people want to engage in? Of course. Like, there's lust, there's just so many other things. There's pride, the pride of life, and that's one, you know, and we're all subject to it. You, I, all of us. We're so subject to pride that it befalls everything about love. And let me tell you something. Our love is so warped that we love ourselves so much that we hate ourselves, because we have no real understanding of love. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to run through these articles, but we're going to come back to this one, and then we're going to get into the 96-hour margin call role play that we're going to do today. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We got a call in queue. We'll definitely get to that in a second. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Caller, hold on. We'll be right there with you as soon as we come back.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslivinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show. Got something on your mind? Give us a call.
at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-PAM. Hit star 61 at any time to signal the host. Now back to 10 Dope Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
To avoid at all costs.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. That happens to be in Texas, Dallas, that is. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. And hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. We have a caller in queue. Don't want to keep the callers waiting, so let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, yes, Brother David, what's going on? It's your man, Dr. Hawkins.
Doc Hawkins, what's going on?
Oh, man. You know, I was just listening to the show, and, man, you know, David, I got to tell you, I hope people are really taking what you're saying seriously. I mean, it's really life or death, what you're talking about here. And I just, man, I hope people realize that.
Yeah, Doc, and it's so important. You know, we missed the last time, but I know that you've been busy, 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 and that, you know, we need to, you know, and when you have some time, Doc, we need to get an update on what's going on, because the work that you're doing is more even, it's fundamentally crucial. And this is, you know, from our businesses to everything else, we have got to engage in the ones among us that are actively trying to bring product to us and to bring solutions, and actually solutions that really work, Doc. And because, as you know, where we are is only going to increasingly get worse, and our position of advantage or opportunity is going to be much smaller. And, you know, from so many reasons, and it really starts in what are we putting in our bodies for our bodies to function properly. And that is one of the key elements to it all. So, Doc, it's so good to hear from you. And you know what, Doc, if you want, you know, we have a show today, but when you call, the show stops. Let's talk to Doc Hawkins, because what you have is so important, and some of the things that you engage in is critical. It's essential that we understand what it is that is going on, and for us to actually have the discipline to engage in those, in the critical positions that we're in, and to facilitate our overall prosperity by our own call. So, Doc, what's going on? What's been happening, and where is everything with you, and what are you working on that we need to know about?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank you for the love, Dave. And, you know, I mean, man, you know, this means a lot to me. It really does. And at this point, people need to understand that this, you know, this is far greater than I could even explain to you at this point. The only thing that I can really say, and of course, you know, my man David has been reiterating this for years and years and years, and that is simply focus on preparedness. That is it. Now, let's take, for example, the situation in Flint, Michigan. It's still an ongoing situation. And some of the people there, some of the city council members, have been taken under the wings of the people who created this mess in the first place. And as that happened, they were given clean water and things of this nature, not the little bottled water that everyone else was drinking, but they were given systems to clean their water, and some of them were even moved out of their homes into other cities and such, just to keep the lie going. So, as you can see then, and again, don't take my word for this, look into it, do some digging. You can reach out to people that live in Flint on social media and ask them, hey, you know, what's going on? Do you trust the city council members? And see what the people start to tell you. You see, the veil is lifting, and it's a crucial situation. And I'll just say it like that. The people there are still being poisoned. They're still being lied to. Guys like Professor Edwards are still going around lying to people. Heck, I talked to a double PhD that lives in Flint right now, and she told me that Mark Edwards looked her directly in the face and told her that water was safe to drink. And this was around the last time that I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're telling doctors this, neurosurgeons, PhDs, and others. They are literally insulting the people's intelligence. Why? Well, because they know that most people aren't going to do what they need to do to prepare. It's
right.
All a spectacle. It's all a facade until it hits you, and then all of a sudden, you got to depend on people to donate.
Hmm.
When you should have took the time to prepare in the beginning, and I hate to say it like that, but that's exactly what
they want. Doc, you have to, because you know what? The key to preparing is to prepare when no one else is. It's better to be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years earlier, because guess what? That puts you in a position. Doc, you have to prepare. You have to, and this is why we established this show, and this is why, you know, you come on. Doc, now please tell everyone that Flint is, it's not just Flint. It's everywhere. It's just that they were caught in Flint. Will you, because,
yeah.
You know, tell them the extent of how broad this toxic water is to everyone that's not living in Flint. Let's focus, yes, we focus on, let's talk about the people that are living in Flint, that are actually listening to this broadcast right now, that are being adversely affected by this water.
You know what? Absolutely. Hey, you know what? My brother David asked me to go there, so I'm going to go there with you. I wasn't going to go there initially because a lot of people, you know, you're going to think that it's a game until you do some real research. So I'm just going to tell you flat out. Take, for example, USA Today, a major publication. This is research. They published an article stating that 2,000 municipalities, they did their own studies after Flint about a month ago. They concluded that 2,000 municipalities across this nation tested positive for toxic levels of lead in the water. And you know what they found out last week? They found an additional 1,200 municipalities across the nation. So we're talking about 3,200 municipalities in America, pretty much the whole damn city, the whole damn country, that tested positive for toxic levels of lead in the water. So then, when you put it all in perspective, they're telling you on one end, hey, guess what? Your children have autism, they have ADHD, and it's because your DNA is jacked up, because you're stupid. And then you find out, well, no, it's because you're putting all this lead in the water. You're putting all this fluoride in the water. You see what I mean? So now they're doing some damage control type thing. But you need to understand. I mean that's just how they're playing this game, right? They put all this stuff in the water. It affects you psychologically. And then they tell you, oh, you need this ADD medication, you need this ADHD medication, you need this autism medication, you need this, you need that pill, you need these pharmaceuticals across the board, and then you spend all that money creating a whole new industry, a multi-trillion dollar industry. That's right, with a T, a multi-trillion dollar industry, and they're still committing annual robbery. So, look, look, either prepare or face the consequences. And I'm going to leave it at that.
You know what, Doc? Because Doc was being very, very careful in what he was saying to you all. But if I can, I want Doc to really just be a little more liberal with it all. Let me just say something that Doc had pointed out. First, there was 2,000 municipalities that were adversely affected, had had toxic water. Let's just say what it was, toxic water. Then there was another, what was it, Doc, another 1,500 that was added to it?
Yep, another 1,200.
Okay.
And then, just wait until you see the study that will be released tomorrow. In fact, I'll post it on Facebook. But y'all, listen to me. This situation is so diabolical that you just really, I mean, for people like you and I, it's hard for us to understand how people could be so evil, how they could really be up in your face and try to wipe out hundreds of millions of people, and then at the same time have a crooked smile on their corporate-controlled media outlets and arrest you at the same time for smoking marijuana or for driving too fast or without a seatbelt under the guise of caring for you.
And tell you that you need them.
Exactly. Now, I'll tell you something. Now, I'll put this out there. Since last time I was on the show, I had so many orders for those NASA filters that I had to really hold back on that for a minute until the shipments could actually catch up. I just got a new shipment yesterday. In fact, that's on social media as well, and I'm providing the video and the explanations, not just me saying this, but other individuals, you know, the NASA scientists and others doing demonstrations showing you what these filters can do, filtering 2-nanometer ink. You know a filter is got to be the best on the planet when you can filter out ink. I mean, pure black ink.
No other water, just black ink.
We're talking 2 nanometers per particle. This is smaller than any virus, any bacteria. We're talking about prion levels now. This is beyond nanotechnology, right? So I put that out there so the people can get a visual of what I'm talking about. And this is the level, in my opinion, that we need to absolutely demand. The ultra-rich Soros and the Trumps and the Gates of the world, these are the systems that they use. So what I do is I provide the systems to the general public at a cheap rate. Why? Because I'm friends with the damn inventor. I'm friends with the guy, Fred Tepper. He's my boy. We go back. All right? So, and he understands the whole plight. He's not going to go publicly and say, well, yeah, they're trying to kill you. He's not going to do that. Okay, but what he will do is work with me and work with my partners in order to get the information out there. Now, it wasn't free.
And design the systems that people can, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't free, but,
right.
You know, I'll put it to you like this. He needs me as much as I need him because his company uses my industrial water purifiers, and we use his industrial water filters. So there's like an even exchange going on here. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But we can use this as an outlet to reach people and provide the best systems on this planet at a really reasonable rate. And not only that, but I'll show you where the sciences are. I can show you the EPA documents right now that where they've done their own studies with the filters, and they concluded, yeah, these are the best. The same thing with the city of New York. The state of New York, I can show you where they created retroviruses and took viruses.
Hey, well, Doc, let me back up something that Doc is saying here. And Doc knows this, for the city of New York to endorse a water filtration product, that is a huge endorsement because the city of New York in order to get their endorsement of things, that's like one of the highest endorsements that you can get in the water industry for the different cities and municipalities throughout this country. If New York buys off on it and they say it is, that's all I need to hear, because if for New Yorkers and other people that are familiar with it, New York is the cat's meow when it comes to the actual endorsing of water because of what they've had to actually devise in order to bring water to all those people in New York City. But I just wanted to say that. And real quick, Doc, where can we get it on the social, where can they find it on social media? Because that's very important. And another thing, the point that you were making about how many municipalities are being adversely affected? I want to say this. There's roughly 20,000 cities, incorporated cities in the United States. That's already a quarter of all the cities in this country that have toxic water. And that is just the beginning of the revelation. But guess what? That list is not going to shrink. It is only going to grow exponentially. So just want Doc to really hone in on that. Doc, where can they go on social media to actually find the filters that you have?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you something else you can add to that. As the reporters, actually one of them got murdered recently from the San yep. Jose Farms in California, who reported what was going on with the water and such, just like Janet C. Phelan, who I've had on my radio show. She was kicked out of the country. They almost murdered her, all right? And she's the one that tried to tell the whole world about the dual piping system here. Nobody believed it, but I bet you they start to believe it now. So if you want the information on Facebook, you can just look me up, Dr. Will Hawkins Jr. You can look at the filters on www.ancientwaterrestoration.com. That's www.ancientwaterrestoration.com. And right now we have specials going. Well, we'll take care of your whole house for $440. Okay? We're providing a whole house filtration system. All right? That includes filters under your sink, and that includes filters either outside or in your basement, wherever your outlet is or your inlet is for your home. We'll provide you with the systems to take care of your entire house. If you got three bathrooms, two bathrooms, or whatever, we'll take care of you for $450, $440, and that is the smallest package we have. We have another package for $500, $530, where we include an extra filter. And keep in mind, the NASA filters are all double pleated. Now, we have some that are single pleat, but for the most part, I deal with only the double pleated filters. In other words, that's like having two NASA filters in one. And then on top of that, there's a carbon block inside. And what they call granulated, activated coconut shell. These are the best on the planet. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I can show you the documents. As a matter of fact, David, man, I would love to show you the New York study so you can see that for yourself.
Doc, we have to meet. You know, I was just waiting to hear back whenever we need to actually meet, and this is something, a system that I'm going to put in some strategical places where my family are. And so definitely have to, and I don't want any kind of discount or anything else, Doc. This is something that is your business, and it's something that we need to do collectively. So I am definitely in on getting the system, because I know I need it, and I know that, you know, Brother and Sister Davis was talking about, you know, mobile, and they had asked you, is this something that could be, do you have a mobile version for, like, some of the truckers and some of the people that travel a lot? Yep. So just... We definitely need to expand this.
And by the way, Brother David, if I may please.
Of course.
Talk about the newest filter that I have. And it'll be ready within a week. But now we also designed a filter, one of the same NASA filters. We just shrunk it down to fit inside sports bottles.
Oh,
right, you to check out everything, the lead, the fluoride, the arsenic, the pesticides, herbicides, chlorine, all of that. Okay, so we've been working on that too, but that'll be ready, like I said, next week.
Fantastic, Doc. Now, Doc, one more time, where can they find it? We're going to talk about it still in throughout the show, but just in case, because at some points and sometimes in the show, people actually fall off because of different things. They could be going to work. One more time, Doc, this is the most important thing. Where can they find the product and give them the price point? But also, Doc, tell them what the retail value of this thing really is, of what you're doing.
Well, Depending on which system you're talking about, and when you go to the website, ancientwaterrestoration.com, that's ancientwaterrestoration.com, you'll see that we have a number of filter packages. In fact, all of them aren't even on yet because, like I said, I just got my newest shipment yesterday of about 200 filters. All right, so depending on the package that you choose, I mean, you can literally save thousands of dollars, especially if you have a very large house or a restaurant or anything of that nature, and you need whole house filters. Because, like I said, it's unheard of to sell those types of filters for $400. There are very few people on this planet right now who actually distributes those technologies. There's very, very few of us. We all know each other, all right? Nobody else is doing that for $400. I guarantee you. And it won't last long either because of that. But again, just look into the information, and then you got a choice to make. Now, you know the difference between a pair of Jordans or a pair of Nikes and a pair of plastic shoes that they sell up in places like Payless. You know that's not the same quality. You know the material is totally different, and you know they're damn sure not going to be as comfortable. So we need to start applying similar logic when it comes to water purification, the foods that we put in our body, and et cetera. We need to start demanding more. It's just that simple. The government is able to do what they are doing to us because we are not demanding more. Is this that simple?
Yeah. And, Doc, you know, real quickly, please reemphasize, you know, there's so much out there about having living food. But there's also something called living water that we really forget. And it's probably one of the most important part of the overall nutritional value, and also the sustainability of life comes from you have to drink living water. Just because you drink water does not mean that you are getting hydrated at all, and properly hydrated. So, Doc, would you just touch on that really quickly and the importance of drinking living water?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a product on the market right now, and some of y'all are going to know what I'm talking about, but it's called HCG, okay? And they use it as, they promote it as a weight loss supplement. And all it really is restructured water. You have structured water, and then you have restructured water. There's a difference. Well, these guys, and I'm not joshing you. As you look into it, you'll see this. But these guys are selling 2-ounce bottles of water, restructured water, with homeopathic frequencies for around $65 a bottle. 2 ounces, okay? 2 ounces. Now, when you talk to the owners of the company, they're big now. You ask them, where did you get your information from? Who taught you about structured water and restructured water and the homeopathic frequency? They're going to tell you, well, Dr. Hawkins did. You see what I mean? And the reason for that, now these people, we started contracting back in 2009, right when the company was started. You see what I mean? And I'm going to tell you like I told them. When water is destructured, that is the worst thing in the world for your body. And water can be destructured in a number of ways, which I'll expound on at another time. But in short, what I'll say is this. If you have water that's deprived of vitamins and minerals, that's bad enough. But when you have water that's been broken down on a molecular level to the point to where that water... And it's kind of like with Dr. Emoto's work. He proved what happens when you speak hateful words to water using his dark field microscope and other technologies. He proved that you could break down water on a molecular level to the point to where it's just nasty for your body. When you ingest it, your cells use that water to reproduce themselves. You have what they call intracellular and extracellular water, right? Your cells use the water that you drink to replicate themselves and produce new living cells. Now, if that water is destructured, then you are essentially going to start creating cancerous cells. And there's no way around that. Okay? So when you start talking about restructured water, and don't let these guys fool you either. I mean, this isn't something you got to spend $1,000 on, or even $500. Okay? I mean, this is something that you can do yourself at home with the right minerals, very cheap. You just got to know what minerals to purchase and things of this nature and the amount. But if you want to take it to the next level, then certain technologies need to be invested in. Okay? But yes, water, my people, I can't stress that enough. And David, you've mentioned this a number of times, but I've been talking about water for a very long time, and I've tried to tell people that
it's
going to boil down to water. That's the thing. It's going to boil down to water.
You know what, Doc? Let me just tell you, Doc's system, the basic. Now, the basic is what, 400 and what, Doc, for the basic home setup is what?
It's $440 right now. Like I said, as soon as this batch of filters is gone, I'm going to have to raise the price again, because the filters that I had before, all of those were sold, man. The preppers.
Yep.
And farmers and guys like that, man, they bought all those filters up there.
Okay, so, now let me show you something real, really critical here that what Doc is talking about. A home system, while supply lasts, there is something called a very, in the prepping world, is one of the best so-called pocket water purifiers. Everyone in the prepping world knows about this one, that knows anything about preparedness. They are familiar with this. It's called a Katadyn water filter. It's called a pocket microfilter, okay? And it runs for about $375 to $400. And this is just a pocket-sized one that you can carry around, okay? Doc is talking about a home system that is far better than a Katadyn. For 400 and what, Doc? Doesn't matter what the other numbers are. It's the whole home system while supplies last. And this is beyond. And then and like you said, Doc, it's not only the homes that need this. Your business, you actually need it at your business. And you need to be traveling around with this water from your home, because you don't know what you're consuming. And if you don't know what you're consuming, you can be consuming someone else's concoction. And listen, Doc, we got to go to a commercial break. We're going to come out of this commercial break. We got to finish this with you. It doesn't matter the whole show. This is so important because you have this opportunity for everyone. And this is not just about Flint. This is about every single water system throughout this whole nation has been compromised, or has the potential to be compromised, or it just hasn't been revealed. And I'm going to tell you what I think it is, and then Doc can say whatever it is that he wants from what I say. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you have any questions for Doc Hawkins at any time, give us a call. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. We have the great Doc Hawkins here with us. Utilize this time. This is a great opportunity. Even if you have to come together as a family and put this system in one of your family members' house that's close to you or whatever, this still needs to be done. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab. Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us Dr. Will Hawkins is here, and we're talking about the necessity of having living water for yourselves. And we have a caller that's in queue, Doc Hawkins. Are you ready to take a call, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one second, Doc. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Dr. Hawkins?
Hi, this is Crystal in Atlanta. Hi, Dave. Hi, Dr. Hawkins.
Hello.
Hey, Crystal, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
And, you know, it's so funny, Crystal. You know, someone has said to me, you know, Dave, whenever you bring somebody up on cue, I'm not sure if you're going to ask them what's their name and what's their sign or something like that, you know. So it's funny how people clown me all the time, Crystal.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Now,
I
is this
a question for Dr. Hawkins?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Crystal.
Dr. Hawkins, if someone purchased the filtration system, are you going to have to replace the filters after so much time? And do we install it ourselves, or do you have installers across the country?
Thanks for the question. Well, it depends on the quality of the water. I'll start out with the first question. Depending on the quality of the water, let's just say, for example, let's just look at Flint. Now, just say, for example, someone in Flint could use these filters for about 6 months. And that's, you know, basically toxic waste times four in Flint. So a regular household, even with water as jacked up as it is in Houston, Texas, it would depend. Now, you would definitely get more than 6 months usage out of it, but at the same time, it depends on how many people are in your house, how much water are you using, things of that nature. But generally, these filters are going to last a long time, and that's why we also provide the pre-filters to stretch out the nano filters as long as possible. So let's just say, for example, if you have a three-bedroom house, let's just say four people in the house, two adults and two children. The filters will last you probably about a year and a half.
Okay. And so when we purchase them, we have to install them ourselves. Are there instructions, I'm sure?
Yeah. Or you could just have a plumber do it. Usually plumbers charge around $30 for something like that, because the install would take, you know, every bit of 25 minutes, you know. And now under the sink, that's something that, you know, perhaps your husband or a brother or something could do. And if they have a little knowledge, perhaps they could, you know, a plumbing system, maybe they could do it outside. But, a plumber, a licensed plumber or someone with knowledge of plumbing can do it very easily. So, okay. Yeah, we don't do the installs because it's, you know, we're already offering a deep discount on the filters themselves. Oh, and by the way, some of those packages come with the housings for the filters, and some of them don't. Some of those packages are just for the filters themselves. Now, the housings are relatively cheap. You could get two large housings for the whole house filters that's supposed to go outside or in the basement, for example, 20-inch long housings for about $30 a piece. You know, and then, of course, the under-the-sink housings are about 10 inches long, and you could get those for around $13. You know, but we have packages where we include the housings as well.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
And, you know, hold on one second, Crystal, because that's a great question that you asked. And Doc, just explain to some of our listeners, because Crystal's question was really, really good. And I know a lot of people were probably thinking it, but I just thank Crystal for calling in and actually asking it, because it's a critical, critical question. You know, when you think about water filtration systems, you're always going to have to replace the filter, just as you would have to do your oil filter in your car and so on, because it's collecting all of the things that you don't want to consume in your body. Now, yes. Doc, with your filters, this is general practice. I mean, your filters actually last a whole lot longer than systems that cost a whole lot more, and, you know, they don't even filter as much water as yours do. So kind of explain some of the industry norm in replacing filters.
Well, you know, it depends on the usage. You know, and I can't stress that enough, because, you know, a family of six is going to use a lot more water and will have to replace their filters a lot sooner than a family of two or three. So, you know, it really just depends. So it's very hard to answer that question without knowing how many people are in the household and things of that nature. And that's something that is up to the purchaser to calculate. Now, just say, for example, if someone called and said, "Hey, Doc, look, there's four of us, you know, and we got, you know, the water tested," or just say, for example, if you're in a city like Houston, you could call the water company and just simply tell them, "Hey, I want to know what's in my water. Fax me over a report or email it or something of that nature," and they'll do it. They won't charge you, you know. So if that's the case, then you could just send that over to me, and then I'll be able to tell you on the spot. Well, you know, you see, you got about a year and a half, you got 2 years, you know, with this type of filter. So, you know, it really depends, guys.
Great, great question. Crystal, any other questions before?
No, that's all.
That was it? Was everything, was your question answered?
It was.
Okay, great, great. Thank you, Crystal. Hope to hear from you again. Call in anytime, you know.
Hey, Dave. Now let me say something to the young lady. I almost forgot. And this is for everybody. Now, keep in mind, you can do a process on your home that's known as back flushing. Back flushing is very important, and a lot of people that sell filters don't like to tell you about it, because it will take money out of their pocket. But let's just say, for example, you already have a filter in your home. You can backflush your home, which means to send the water the opposite direction from where it normally flows, and you will clean out your filters that way and extend the life of your filters just by simply doing that. And on top of that, you'll get all the junk out of the pipes in your home. You see what I mean? So please, I encourage everyone to look into that. Look into back flushing. You know, whether you purchase filters for me or somebody else, or you already have some. Just, you need to learn what a back flush is and learn how to perform one yourself. It's relatively easy. In fact, I do have instruction videos up on my website for back flushing. So please check those out.
I'm
going to
tell you.
Okay, thanks for the information.
You betcha.
Wasn't it, Crystal? It's really good. Crystal, thank you so much for calling in. Don't be a stranger, sister. Call in from time to time. Love to hear from you, because you have some great, great questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Crystal's like my second sister. She always teases and always messes with me. So much love, much respect to Crystal. You know, Doc, I'm you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about sincere people is that they will tell you absolutely what you need, even if you don't go with them. Doc didn't have to share that information, but Doc is really concerned about you as people, and he's telling you how to extend your overall whatever filtration system that you have, because by backwashing, you're actually washing out what it was catching, so it's pushing it back out, and this is critical. So there is no, you know, we have to engage in some of the best products that we possibly can. For $400, and it's under $500 for a home, and you can, depending on how much water you're using, you know, and how contaminated your place is, the more contamination that you have, the more you should be allocating towards filtration of that. We have to stop becoming so price sensitive on the essentials of things. We need to cut out the unessential things and support the essential things. This is the key to wealth, the key to moving in a prosperous manner. It's critical. It's critical, Doc. The water. Now, Doc, one of the things that I said before we went into the commercial break was that, Doc, now you know and I know that the overall structure of the general public plumbing that carries the water to each home, to each school, to each place of business, to every outlet that is connected, that infrastructure that we have in this country, Doc, is one in which is not the most tediously or even maintenance, having a maintenance program efficient enough to do the important job that it needs to be done. Doc, would you tell everyone some of the structural form of our plumbing, our water plumbing system, not just in Flint, but in every city pretty much that you have started to research and start to investigate? What were you starting to find about our infrastructure, our water infrastructure?
Wow. Hey, you know what, guys? Look, the way that the system is designed, the plumbing system, the infrastructure in America, it's designed to be structured with water. It's just that simple. It's designed for that. Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but what I will tell you, and do some research, and you'll appreciate it more, but the angles that the pipes are connected with, the angles that the pipes are connected at, destructures the water. And this is something that, you know, the scientists know. I mean, water scientists know. Like when you look at the issue at its core, it's very ugly. It's very, very ugly. So again, we just gotta think about, was the system designed to deliver structured water to our homes and places of business? Or were they designed to do exactly what the pharmaceuticals were designed to do, and that is perpetuate sickness?
Wow, and that's so true, Doc, and I think we already know the answer to that, because I'm going to give you a quick clue, and Doc will add his point to it. Doc, the infrastructures of our roads and our bridges above ground, what are the conditions of those in some of our buildings? What are the overall structural conditions of those bridges and roads and the infrastructure that is above ground compared to other industrialized nations?
Oh, man, look, first of all, don't let them fool you about the motherland, because there are buildings there that are more structurally sound than many of the buildings here. Now, keep in mind, just like the water infrastructure and all that stuff is completely shot, the same thing is true with infrastructure across the board, all right? Whether it's you're talking about dilapidated schools, or hospitals, or whatever the case may be. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, right now, the infrastructure across the board in America is about a 7.5.
Yeah.
Probably even an 8.
Yeah.
All right. With the exception of certain buildings that the ultra wealthy had, you know, built to be structurally sound and that, you know, they themselves rest in. Okay, but the general infrastructure, just to give you another example, it was found, and I believe this too, just doing the math, but America's infrastructure loses over 3 trillion with a T gallons of water every year just through leaks alone. Now that don't mean like water leaking in your home. I'm talking about before it gets to your home. Okay? 3 trillion gallons a year. And that is the lowest estimate. Think about that. 3 trillion. It's that. I mean, if they took a 16th of the money that was spent on sports, like watching basketball every year, we could fix that problem. That money that we invest in watching football games and such, we could fix our own infrastructure with that type of money. But again, we're discombobulated. Our attention is everywhere except for where it should be. And that's by design too.
Yeah, and that is so true. You know, Doc, you know, so if we have the breakdown of the infrastructure that we can see, so Doc, just imagine what is underground that can't be seen by our eyes.
Oh, it's
the overall structural soundness of that infrastructure, that critical infrastructure, is going to be. Hence,
well,
go ahead, Doc.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's, you know, like I said, it's, and that's what I was referring to, it's about a 7.5 or 8,
yeah.
10 being the worst. I mean, they simply haven't really invested in the infrastructure. Why? I mean, why should they when the whole thing was designed to fail?
Yeah.
It was designed to collapse around this time. I mean, around this nation, you still got wood water mains, for God's sake. That is water pipes that are made of wood that were installed right after the Civil War. Okay, so you got plumbing, a large segment of the plumbing in this nation that's made of wood.
And please explain that. What does that mean in layman terms? What does that mean, and how does that affect people that are drinking? What medical and what health risks are they subjecting themselves to by drinking water from wood structural pipes?
Well, if the wood wasn't so old, it wouldn't be that big of an immediate issue. The problem is that the stuff is, you know, hundreds of years old. You know what I mean? That's, you know, that's the main problem. But when you have a situation that's, and I hate to, well, you know what? I won't go back to Flint. Let's use the entire state of Pennsylvania. There were 18 cities in Pennsylvania recently that tested for higher levels of lead in their water than Flint did. 18 cities in Pennsylvania are worse than Flint right now, and the media's not covering it. So you got to ask yourself why. And there were major articles, major papers written on this. So again, you got to ask yourself, why little exposure? So, look, I hate to say it like this, but when the population is dumbed down to the degree that it is now, you can get away with that kind of stuff. So essentially what this means is, let's say back in the 1600s, you may take some board, right, some literal wooden boards, and you form a circle with these boards, and you take some metal wire, whether it's flat or the coil type, and you simply wrap it around the wooden boards that you formed into a circle, and you take this goop, right, and you seal the cracks in between the wood planks with this goop, and when it hardens, then you can run your water through it. I mean, it's like the water barrels that existed in the 1700s, 1800s, or whatnot, you know, or the horse trough. It's essentially the same thing, but a lot longer, you know. So, yeah, so after it becomes contaminated, once that wood starts to rot over time, and no matter how well you treat it, it will rot, especially when you have 300 years to destroy the damn infrastructure for, you know, your plumbing. Well, you're going to have all different types of mold and fungus and bacteria and et cetera that comes from just the wood by itself. And that wood is not going to filter out viruses and bacteria. In fact, it's going to become a breeding ground once it busts open and the mold starts to develop. And then you have the biofilm you got to contend with, and the viruses and the bacteria can actually burrow themselves inside the biofilm, much like a cancer cell burrows in between your healthy cells and kind of hides themselves from your immune system cells. You see what I mean? So the rabbit hole gets very, very, very deep with that.
Wow, this is so important. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Hawkins, please don't hesitate. This is very, very important. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Dr. Hawkins' website, Ancient Water Restoration, is on Tando Radio Show. You can go there and find it. So, and the water filters, the NASA water filters, the super filters for your home is listed there underneath the sink. The economy whole house package is option one is listed there. The whole house option two is listed there. All of the pricing is there. So go there. Definitely while supplies last, as Doc said, these prices will remain until the supply of this shipment runs out. So there it is. It's there for you to engage. And what an investment this is, because if you think about it, you cut out buying bottled water first. You cut out buying coffee. You cut out some of the non-essential things. And guess what? You've just protected your family with giving yourself more time and more leverage to actually for your body to start to heal properly. Because that's one of the amazing things about the body. But I'm going to let Doc tell you about that. This is something that is economically feasible for many. And for those of you that is not economically feasible, what I would say is this. Get with other family members and engage in this collectively together. Doc, once you start to eat living food, sustainable food, natural food to re-energize the body and to bring the electrolytes, the minerals, the vitamins, and then the water actually provides the proper nutrition so that the cells can actually deposit the waste and get rid of it and rehydrate itself. Now, what does that do to a person's overall immune system and overall general health, Doc, in your opinion? Because I know you're not a medical doctor, but in your opinion, from some of the medical doctors that you've talked to and what you know about it, what does living water and living food provide for the body's immune system and just for the overall general health of the body?
Well, I'm more qualified to answer that than medical doctors, because I'm a doctor of medicine. So, yes. You know, this is our field. Medical doctors are only required to take a very limited amount of hours of nutritional classes. So these guys have less than 30 hours of nutritional training. So that's not what they do, and that's why they push pharmaceuticals on you and not living foods, not superfoods and things of this nature. As the old saying goes, you are what you eat. Okay. You know? And like as I was speaking about the two different types of water earlier, what I was really trying to subcommunicate is that once this water enters your body via the food, and all of the food is made up of water. There's no way around it. Okay? So on certain levels, everything that you consume depends on water. I don't care if you're, you know, I don't care what it is. If it's alive, it literally needs water. So when you consume different types of food with healthy vibrations, with a type of restructured water that's biocompatible with the cells of your body, forgive me for getting a little technical here, but what happens is that it affects what are called the liquid crystals in your cells. So we're talking a molecular level here. As a matter of fact, now there is another product that I'm trying right now that some friends actually invented, and they were trying for the longest time to get me on board with this. And you know, after a month or so, I'll give my my opinion of it. You know, so that way I'll have more time under my belt to actually test the product and, you know, offer a sound critique or beat my chest about it, either way. But, you know, when you eat something, whether it's detrimental to you or whether it's healthy for you, it changes your body not only on a molecular level, but believe it or not, on an atomic level too. So it's like a lot of people don't wash their food before they eat, you know. There's a lot of that. You need to wash your food at least. If you got an ozonator, ozonate your food before you eat it. You know what I mean? And it'll pull out a lot of the toxins and things of that nature. So what David was saying earlier about hydrating the body, or hydrating the body is true. You know, there's times when you drank probably a gallon of damn water in one sitting, and you were still thirsty. But your stomach was full and you were waterlogged and you couldn't drink no more water. Now, what would cause that? Well, what causes that is that the water that you're ingesting is not only structured properly, okay, but it doesn't have the essential nutrients that it should have to nourish your body. In order for your body to let's say, for example, to use the food that you eat, there are certain things, there are certain factors that have to be met within the body. Okay? Your genetic codes and things of this nature. Now, I want you to do a little bit more research, but same thing is true with water. There are certain conditions that have to be met in order for your body to properly utilize the water that you drink. So you may drink, let's just say, for example, 3 cups of water right now, and within 5 minutes you got to go use the restroom. And you may think, oh, you know, my bladder is bad. Maybe your bladder is not bad. Maybe your body's just passing that water through because it can't use it. That's the truth.
Wow,
God. Rabbit hole gets a lot deeper, but I'll have to get into that at another time. Now, I'm gonna hang back for a minute because I'm cooking some dinner, but okay. I'll definitely be hanging around though.
All right, Doc. Well, Doc, I just want to thank you for coming on today. I'm actually, everyone, I'm gonna make my purchase of Doc's system tonight. So I'm gonna go to Ancient Water Restoration and make my purchase there. And we're going to get this inside of the Wren family house because this stuff is essential. It is essential. And Doc, always, anytime we need to have a more, whenever you have some time, because I know you're busy, let's structure some time for you to come on and to talk about some of the things that is important to you and what you're doing, because what you're working on is always, always important to us.
Yes, sir. And I tell you what, again, Brother David, you know, I appreciate the love, man. You know, it's always reciprocated. And
without a doubt.
You know what, my people? I tell you what. You know, now is the time to get serious. And like Brother David said, you know, there's just some things that you just can't buy with money. And one of those things is a sound spirit and true respectability. You just can't, you can't purchase that. Either you have it or you don't. Okay? And at some point, you know, we have to actually build our temple. You know, and we need to stop looking at each other as, you know, as separate. You know, once we start seeing, oh shit, you know what, my brother, you know, my brother's in trouble, my sister's in trouble, that actually affects me. So I need to do what I need to do to help them overcome that situation. Once you do that, then you'll start to really experience what unconditional love really is. And for me,
we got to go to a commercial break. The music is about to cut us off. We got to go to a commercial break. I know you're cooking. Just give us 2 seconds after the end of the commercial break because Brother Davis is in queue. Just give us 2 seconds. We're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I don't want to keep Doc Hawkins because he's cooking. Real quick, we have Brother Davis in queue. Brother Davis, go ahead, sir.
Hey, blessings, brother. It's always good to hear a friend's voice. I wanted to holler out at both you and Dr. Hawkins because a lot of times people fail to realize the importance of the words that you use, but they have to understand that you're not using words out of the ability to articulate the English language. You're using words because you're trying to break through those individual consciousness of self, because the self has a way of deceiving itself. They'll see a problem and know that if they do nothing, it's going to get worse. But if they don't have the ability to allow self to operate in its best interest, it becomes victim. And that victim becomes that person who has been deceived because of the perception of deception. So I hope and I pray, because we're talking about saving not just individuals, we're talking about saving humanity. We are under attack, and we have to take this serious. So I want you to know, tomorrow night's show, when I do it, will be on the perception of the deception of self. Now, understand that becomes the deception of self. So when I say the perception of the deception of self, that is exactly like the information that you're getting here today, and you're saying to yourself, wow, I'm going to do this, and I got to do this, and I know this is happening, and I'm getting this information from sure enough factual sources that are giving me a foundation, not only in the truth, but in the truth the way they see it. If you don't operate on that, then you are operating in self-deception. You can't blame the messenger, because the message will not change itself. Only you can change that by implementing the things that you know are truth that reside in self because of the message. Now, I know that's a lot of, it sounds like a lot of continuum, but in reality, there's very much truth in that statement. So tomorrow night's class, tomorrow night's radio show will be on the perception of deception. And understand, we're talking about self, because see, really, we have a greater need to operate in the knowledge that we're given here to preserve who we are for where we're going, because not everybody will get there. So look, I want to thank you again, Brother Hawkins. You're doing an exceptional job. A lot of times I like to just sit and listen. And Brother Dave, like I said, the best important part about the message is the boldness it requires of the messengers to bring it.
And I share this love with you and Doc Hawkins, Sister Davis.
Yes,
and this
sir.
Is why we have Wise Wednesday. This is why we have Wise Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to tell you. I'm looking forward to it. And Dr. Hawkins, I'm going to tell you, keep doing what you're doing, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. I haven't even given the people the understanding that even when we make these breakthroughs in emerging science and spirituality, there must be a criteria of responsibility worthy of wielding that knowledge to its maximum usage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So I'm going to tell you, I encourage everybody, any opportunity you get to operate on his information, if you don't take it for what it is, do your own due diligence, but do something, because that'll help you and it'll save us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Love you, Brother Davis. Looking forward to Wise Wednesday. Give my regards to Sister Davis. Doc, I know you said that you gotta, you'll be listening in one more time, Doc. Could you tell everyone where the, I posted, no, the, I got it, Doc. You can go to Tando Radio Show, and Doc Hawkins' website is posted there where you can actually purchase the overall essential tool to give your body living water. And the overall health benefits of that is going to be so much. It's beyond compare, but it's where we have to start. We have to have a foundation, and that foundation has to be secured in what the great creator God Almighty intended us to have: sustainable food that is living, and living water that maintains the overall consistency of life. This is fundamental and where it all starts. Thanks, Doc Hawkins, for calling in. I'm gonna try to call you right after. I gotta set up one class right after Tando Radio Show. My man Ian, jump in right after, and we're gonna get into our stuff, and then let me give Doc Hawkins a call, and hopefully he will have finished dinner, or we'll have some time to talk. Busy. So everyone, hey, you heard it. You know, you already know Doc Hawkins is no stranger to you all, and it's not just the water filters that Doc Hawkins brings. He also sells nanoparticle different elements. He actually sells some of the elements. It's not just the water. It's a whole life cycle of things that are there at Doc Hawkins' website that you can engage in. So definitely take this opportunity while supplies last. Let me show you. Doc Hawkins is not here, but let me tell you, the NASA under the sink super filters for homes, $450. The NASA portable station large, $26,000. The economy whole house NASA super filters package, option one, $620. The option two is $530. Option three is $440. The whole house NASA super filter package. And it goes on from there. And the whole house water silk system is for $1,600. So that is some of the things that are there, and it has the information on how to contact. There's the email. You can send an email question to Dr. Hawkins, or the number to call. It says call and leave a message, and you can call area code 281-475-8161 and leave a message, or you can leave a message below. Fill out the information, your name, your email, your phone number, optional. Leave a message and hit submit. And there it is, what you need to do. And great, great web page that's there. So there it is. And the website is ancientwaterrestoration.com. And the home page, just to make sure that you're there, you'll see it. You'll see the Hall of Fame, the Elite Water Filters is there, Space Technology, you'll see the Fish Farming Solutions, there's Dr. Hawkins Purifier, so it's so you'll know that you're in the right place. So check out that website, and if you're interested in that, definitely give them a call. We got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to him. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Well, it's only Doc. I got disconnected and had to call back in.
Oh, okay, Doc. Okay, Doc. Well, just so you know, I gave them the website. I went over how they could contact you from the email that's there, or leave a message, the telephone number that's there. I went over the different things on the ancient water restoration, what you actually, the products that you have that are there, and went over the different packages that are there. So now we do know, but yes, go ahead, Doc.
No, I was just saying thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. The phone went muffled, so I could just hear you say something. I didn't hear what you said. So we looked at the different, and we went over the whole house. I'm gonna go over it again real quickly, because then Doc can the NASA under the sink super filters for homes is $450. The economy whole house NASA super filters package one, option one, $620. The option two package is $530. The whole house option three NASA super filter package is $440. And the whole house water super filters is $1,600. And this is not only something that you need at your house, this is something that you need at your place of business. If you're a business owner and you care about yourself and the people that are actually working for you, because working with you, because no one works for you unless you're a slave master. If you have people working with you, then you have a responsibility to their overall well-being, as they have one to you. And this is something that you want to put in at your place of business, because it is critical. Doc, anything else that you want to add at all?
Well, you know, I want to say that I'm also working with a homeschooling association. And for those of you out there who are homeschooling, let's just say, for example, not only your kids but others, if you have a legitimate homeschool, you'll receive an additional 20% off of the larger filtration packages for small businesses.
Doc, you are the man. I truly appreciate you. That is phenomenal. Remember what Doc said earlier about backwashing. And then now Doc drops the bomb. If you are a legitimate homeschooler, there is, what is it again, Doc? Because I want to make sure that, because I don't want to say it and mess it up.
No, there's an additional 20% off of the small business package, or the, well, any of the business packages. So there's an additional 20% off if you're a legitimate homeschooling business.
Now, listen, a homeschooler or homeschooling business. Now, listen, people, please. Let's never take advantage of someone trying to get us where we need to be, their commitment to excellence. If you are not a legitimate homeschooler or a homeschooling business, please don't ask for or try to engage in getting that discount, because you are actually going to be taking away from the purpose of the contribution and the donation to our children. So let's not take advantage of that. Let's actually support that. Okay? So Doc, I'm going to make my purchase tonight. Can I call you right after the show, or is there a time I could call you? I have just one thing to do right after the show. I got to just start a class, and I'm not going to be completely teaching the class. But do I just go to the website and do everything there, or should we talk about, you know, anything? And Doc, don't you Don't you dare try to give me any form of discount. That's not what this is about.
Hey, you know, David, you know, the universe likes balance, my brother. And, you know, if you show love to me, and, I just got to show it back, man. As a matter of fact,
I'm going to do it as a ghost buyer then, Doc.
Now, as a matter of fact, the listeners are going to get the same type of respect as well. Now, Brother Davis, you already know that you got that type of respect for me, you and your lovely wife. And so, look, guys, the thing is that I just want everybody to be prepared. And, you know, heck, I'll do everything in my power to make sure that that's the case. And, David, heck, yeah, you know, whenever you get some time after the show, just give me a call. And, you know, we can discuss the packages further. And that goes for anybody, you know.
Okay, great. And Doc, there are some things that that we're doing that we need to talk about that I need to talk to you about to push this further. So we need to have that conversation also. And I truly, truly appreciate you, Doc. I appreciate, you know, all of our listeners and the overall collective prudence that we will have with each other. And Doc, there are so many things that you could have done with this technology other than reaching into a space where people that don't have a lot of disposable income, but you actually target. And I just want to thank you, and people may not understand what type of dedication that is to make that instead of going after, you know, Doc, you run across some very, very wealthy people, and they don't take much convincing to get your system and know what it is. And for you to still take time to come back and say, I need to bring this here at a sacrifice of me being somewhere that I'm not supposed to be, or where it's not that you're not supposed to be, where I don't want to go, but I would rather start here first. And I want to thank you for coming back to bring the rest of us with you and the overall accomplishment that you have achieved in sharing that with us. And it's a responsibility that we have to you to take care of you also, Doc. Me,
well, brother,
everyone
I definitely
else
appreciate
that.
Thank you very much for the kind words, my brother. And hey, you know what they say, each one teach one, you know?
so true, Doc. So okay, Doc, I'm going to let you get back to the cooking now. This is, give me like 5 or 10 minutes after the hour, and then, we're in the same time zone. I forgot. Like at 7:05, 7:10, you'll be getting a call from me, and if you can't take it, I understand, you might have got on something, but let's talk because I need to get a system for myself also.
You betcha, my brother. I look forward to it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Doc. At any time, Pando Radio Show is here because you're there for us, and I truly, truly appreciate you and everyone else that's like you, even though there are none that are identically like you, but the uniqueness of us all is so beautiful, and that's where the real love has to come. It comes from you caring about. The true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. That's what the great creator God Almighty has done in creating a beautiful universe that is in collective prudence with every living thing that's around. And that requires us to engage in that so that the heaven that we've been deceived about not being able to obtain will be our every moment in our lives, in our eternal lives. So, Doc, we'll definitely give you a call in a little. Much love, much respect. Thank you so much for dropping in today. Man, phenomenal, phenomenal show. And thank you, Crystal, my sister, for calling, Brother Davis for calling, and all of you for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Tomorrow, Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday is on. Don't want to miss that at all. And everyone, please go to Tando Radio Show and check out the post of Doc Hawkins, ancientwaterrestoration.com, NASA Industrial Nano Superfilters. You need to engage in this, everyone, because this is a conspiracy agenda. No theory, it is an agenda. So, much love and much respect to you all. We're going to get out of here a little bit early because I got to structure a couple of things. And then we will definitely come back, God willing, tomorrow. Remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, give away a fortune. Much love, much respect. God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.